Not sure, do you know Duncan Ailey at Belton then 56, and also when I'm here too, I would like to mention Keelogs National School and Killateen National School, who have a problem too on the N56. But I know that the one the priority here today is Duncan Ailey. Like, Duncan Ailey's built on a hill. If you're coming from Donegal, Mount Charles, you're climbing the hill, heading for Killybegs. And then the other way, you're descending, coming down. Now, this issue was raised in 2023 when a car went through the red lights at the school and there was a near miss. There has been another near miss in January 2024 and in May 2024. We were told the department's doing a report on that. I would like to know where the report is. Like, 2 years on now and nothing has happened. Is raised tables going to be done? Will they be done for September for the children going to school? And what is really holding it up, Minister? You know, that's what the general public are asking me. Is it Donegal County Council? Is it the TIA? You know, people just want to really know. You know, thank God nobody has been injured at the school on these three occasions. But do we have to wait till something really bad does happen? And then there are all these implementations just put on then. You know, only for the local yards at the minute, and I must thank them, they're keeping a high profile there in the mornings and in the evenings. And people knows now coming into the town that the yards could be there. And that is slowing things down. But, Minister, you know, this is a school. This is children, uncles and aunts, parents taking, and granny and granda taking the children to school in the morning. Their hearts and their mouth trying to cross the road. Because big heavy HGVs loaded coming from Killybegs, and you have also traffic coming from Donegal town. And what's there at the minute is definitely not working. We have to get something here and get it as soon as possible. So hopefully you have the answers with you today, Minister. I really do.
Thank you, Lethbridge. Here, look. And thank you, Senator Boyle, for the question. And indeed, I'm familiar with the area that you speak about. I had the privilege to represent Donegal for three terms in the European Parliament, so I well know where Duncan Ailey is. But look, to answer your question, Senator, first of all, the general statement, the Minister for Transport is the person who has responsibility for overall policy for Exchequer funding in relation to the National Roads Programme. And once funding arrangements have been put in place, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, TII, under the Roads Acts and in line with the NDP, the National Development Plan, the planning, design, improvement and upgrading of individual roads is a matter for TII in conjunction with the local authorities concerned. Now, a priority of the NDP is to maintain the quality and safety of the existing national road network. In the context of the National Roads Programme capital budget, which is provided by the department to TII, significant funding has been provided towards the safeguarding of the national road network. In 2025, approximately 15.6 million in capital exchequer funding was allocated for the protection and renewal of the existing national road network in Donegal. And it's important to say, Senator, that that includes allocations for minor road improvements on the N56. TII's road safety section discussed the progression of potential safety improvements at N56 Duncan Ailey National School with Donegal County Council at a meeting held in March of this year. Donegal County Council are currently finalising an assessment of potential options at this location. Following this, a report will be prepared setting out the safety measures that Donegal County Council propose to implement, the estimated scheme costs and the expected safety benefits. TII anticipate submission of the finalised report to TII for consideration by the end of June. So that's about 6 weeks from now. Once approved, any works at this location will be considered for funding in 2026, subject to funding availability. Apart from that, Senator, the Minister for State for International and Road Transport, Logistics, Rail and Ports, Sean Canny, has responsibility for the Safe Routes to School programme. In relation to that programme, I am advised that invitation to make expressions of interest were sent to all primary and secondary schools in the country. 932 schools applied for this programme, about a quarter in the country. 170 were selected in round one, that was back in 2021, and round two consisted of 108 schools, and round three of 141 schools in November of last year. The nature of this Safe Routes to Schools programme is that all schools who initially applied will eventually enter into the programme on a rolling basis. It's my understanding that Dunkaneely National School did not apply for this programme, but it should, however, be noted that because the school is not currently in this programme, it does not mean that it will not receive any new or improved active travel infrastructure. While there are no plans for an additional call for schools to join that programme currently, funding for active travel infrastructure for schools is not confined to the Safe Routes to Schools programme. In some cases, schools outside that programme are included in wider active travel projects if they are in the vicinity of these works. I'll just finish my comments to you after. Thank you.
Cormac O'Tara.
Thank you, Minister, and thanks for coming in to answer the question. To be honest, it's very disappointing to hear that there'll be no money made available to 2026. I mean, this has gone on since 2023, and I would ask you maybe that the department would pay a visit along with me to the school to see the problem, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm here to try and help the people of my area, and I'm getting this on a weekly basis from parents, and not alone grandparents, why this is happening in Donegal, why are we not being looked after? I mean, this happened in 2023. To me, this is totally unacceptable. And I don't mean to get at you, Minister, but I mean, for no funding to be made available to 2026, this is a priority here. We're here to help people. You know, to say that there's nothing available to 2026 is very disappointing. But I would ask the department to come to the school and stand with me for a couple of hours to see the amount of traffic that's going past the school and what needs to be done. Thank you, Minister.
Margaret. Ara?
Look, thank you, Senator. And to be honest, I share your frustration. And I understand, as you said at the beginning, we're talking about children, about parents, grandparents, teachers, all of those who use the school, the people in that vicinity and that location. And I am really conscious of the importance of ensuring road safety, particularly in the vicinity of schools. But I have said there's an ongoing process. I can't say, because I'm not responsible as a minister, as to whether that can be speeded up or what can be done. But certainly, if you want to contact me afterwards, I'd be willing to contact the minister to see, you know, how can we expedite this so that the children who are attending that school and their families can feel that every effort is being made to ensure that the road at the school is safe for use. Thank you.